Question: why we feel that the object of desire changes, but the desire always stays? Swamiji: no. If you think, you will come to the realization that no desire can ever stay. Either the desire is renounced or the desire is fulfilled. The root desire cannot stay. Your desire of the world can never be fulfilled. It has to be renounced, and your desire of God will surely be fulfilled. In both cases, the desire does not stay. Become free of desires. It is true realization. We are a part of God, but have turned away from Him, and we desire that which is unreal, changing, perishing. Turn towards God and all sins are destroyed immediately. Remove the cause of sin, the desire. No attraction, no doership, and no desire. There will be no sin, as said in Gita chapter 18, shloka 17. You are independent in renouncing and are totally dependent in desiring. If you desire, you are dependent. You are separate from God only because of desires. You keep having new desires. The reason is because there is something missing. What is missing is God. What is does not change, lessen. What diminishes can be removed. If you feel that your desire have reduced or diminished, it means that it can be removed. If sometimes they are there and sometimes not there, it means that it is never there. From Discourse by Swami Ramsundar Ji on December 30th, 1990 at 5 a.m.